The history of handbags over the past century is unpacked in a new exhibition in Upper Hutt via Italy, featuring more than 50 examples from the world famous to the curious and tiny. Carry Me 100 Years of Handbags includes the Lady Dior, made famous by Lady Diana, the Jackie O and Grace Kelly bags, the baguette from the Sex and the City TV show, and the Chanel bag that's described as one of the most iconic fashion creations of the 20th century. The handbags are all from Italian private collections, but they're not all what you'd call practical. Take a look at our gallery of images on our webpage rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. I spoke to the exhibition organiser, Dr. Alex Susanna in Italy, and to Leanne Wickham from Furinaki that's hosting the exhibition. Alex told me the handbags aren't simply a fashion story.
The idea was, at the one hand, to develop an exhibition about the topic of handbags, looking back to 100 years of history of handbags. But at the same time, it's a cultural history exhibition in that sense that we don't show only nice handbags that reflect the changing textiles, etc., etc. But we tell also the story of the changing role of women over the decades can be seen also on the different kind aesthetics, material use in the production of these handbags. And that's the interesting story behind it.
Though for the rich and famous, of course, the names associated with many of these handbags, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, Lady Diana, Grace Kelly.
Yes, that's correct. So there are some handbags that you can see in the exhibition. They are kind of iconic. Iconic also because they are strong connected also with iconic women. To make an example, it's also my favorite. It is them. Handbags that Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, the first lady, and also fashion icon, loved to have. And the story behind is that Gucci designed this bag even in 1950, and initially it was named the Constance. And it was originally designed as a unisex model, but quickly grew into beloved woman's bag. And the interesting fact behind this bag is that when Mrs. Kennedy was spotted carrying the Constance, the bag became, of course, an instant hit. And, of course, because also Mrs. Kennedy was one of the most stylish first ladies that America had ever known and was a huge fashion icon this time. And finally, as a tribute to Jacqueline Kennedy, Gucci changed the name of the bag into the Jackie. So the bag was called the Jackie after that. So interesting story, isn't it?
It is, actually. And with all these 50 or so handbags in the collection, are they all practical or are some of them so small or the design so unusual that really not so much practical, all about the style?
Yes, there are different ones. Of course, if you look back to 100 years of handbags, some are more practical because, as I mentioned before, handbags reflect all of the purely decade of the history. If you see the typology and style and materials of handbags after the World Wars, it was, of course, different than handbags in the later period, 80s, 90s, etc. There are, of course, also some strange examples in that sense that they are so small. One is this famous called the Petit Chiquito. It's probably the smallest handbag of the world. It's just some centimeters small. And of course, it's not something that it's practical, but it's a statement of style. So this is also something interesting when you visit this exhibition that you find some strange objects or handbags that you even not would recognize as a handbag.
So Leanne, as the crates were being unpacked, which was the handbag you were most excited about seeing in the flesh or in the leather or in the calfskin or whatever it was made from?
Yeah, that's a funny question because as a young girl, I was besotted with Lady Diana. She was my hero as a 12, 13, 14-year-old. These days it might be Lady Gaga, but for me it was Lady Diana. And I have scrapbooks filled of, you know, cuttings from magazines and newspapers. So I was mostly excited to see the Lady Dior, which was the handbag that she made famous. Well, story goes it was given to her by the spouse of the French president when she visited Paris at the opening of an art exhibition. And it is a beautiful bag, and it was lovely to see it in the flesh. But the one that struck me the most was actually the Alexander McQueen four ring clutch. I'm a big fan of his work, and this particular handbag was just beautiful. Square, long and square, and then along the top it has his signature knuckle duster handle with the skulls and the crystals, and it was just gorgeous to look at, and very, very unique, I guess, combining glam with goth, something that I had never seen before. So that was really exciting, opening up the crate.
One thing, Leanne, I imagine being able to see these handbags so closely is to be able to appreciate the quality of the craftsmanship. I mean, has that struck you as you've looked at them? I understand one of the Kelly bags would have something like 2,600 hand-sewn stitches, for example.
Yeah, the workmanship is incredible, and being able to see them up close, I mean, in the exhibition they will be within cases, but you can still see the amount of detail that's gone into them. And I think it struck me, you know, in the world of mass production, these are works of art in their own right, and the fact that there's hours and hours that have gone into creating these items. So whilst they are practical and used for a purpose, a lot of them have just got so many hours gone into them. The Kelly bag, for instance, has, I think, between 16 and 24 hours of work with 2.5 hand-sewn stitches. So, yeah, they have, the amount of detail is incredible.
The Kelly bag's got an interesting story, isn't it? Grace Kelly was trying to use this bag, I think it was created from a French fashion house, to try and disguise her pregnancy from the paparazzi. I mean, the stories behind the handbags are really what make them, don't they?
They are, and I think that every handbag does tell a story, whether it's a famous one owned by Princess of Monaco, Grace Kelly, or Lady Diana. Our own handbags, they tell the story of our own life. If you look inside, every man or woman will know this, if they look inside the bag, it'll paint a picture of what's going on in your life at that time. And I think that's why it makes it so personable and so relatable to everybody that will experience Carry Me.
Leanne, as you and I speak, it's just before the big reveal at the venue, but what do you think will be perhaps the handbags that people will most gravitate to?
I think there's two there, and that will be the most eye-catching. And Alex mentioned the little tiny bag. It's right at the beginning of the exhibition. That is no bigger than a matchbox, which is a statement bag, really, because is it jewellery or is it a handbag? It's made by a French designer in 2018, and you wouldn't be able to fit anything in it except perhaps half a handkerchief. So it's an unusual one. But in terms of the most glittery and sparkly bag, which is definitely eye-catching, is Judith Leiber's Fabergé Easter egg-inspired bag. It's like a giant Easter egg, but it's completely covered in crystals made from a variety of different metals and completely embellished with shapes of fruits and flowers. And it's just beautifully made and very, very feminine and very indicative of her work. And it's the minute that you walk in, you kind of see it and it catches your eye. Different generations, I think, will be drawn to different bags too. There's the bag that was made famous by Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City, Carrie Bradshaw. So the Baguette Monster is there, and that's it's a very unusual bag too. That was the year 1997, so that was when things began to change. You mentioned before about these bags were made famous by wealthy people that could afford them. This bag really was at the time when the It bag came out, where it was made famous, but it was at a time when mass production started, so it actually became a little bit more realistic for the everyday person to get a bag that's been made famous by a famous person.
Alex, how were you able to bring together these collections? I understand they mainly come from personal collections of bags.
Yeah, that's correct. So most of the objects that are exhibited in the exhibition are from private collectors here in Italy. And the curator of the exhibition, Mr. Fulter, he's an expert in handbags and the history of handbags. He was, of course, a big help for us, because to develop an exhibition like this, it's a process that takes, of course, time. But we were able to make this unique selection, because the challenge was also to tell the story of 100 years of handbags, starting in the 20s until recent days. And the challenge was also the short time, the production. But we have been lucky, and it was also interesting from the point of view of the lender and the owners. And they liked the idea of telling the story of the handbags connected with the social history, also of the changing role of women over the last 100 years. So, yes, it's a unique exhibition in a certain sense. It's an international touring exhibition, because at the beginning, we didn't even know how interesting or successful an exhibition like this can be. So after New Zealand, the exhibition will travel also to other venues here in Europe. So the exhibition will go to Estonia, and the exhibition will go also to Scandinavia, to Denmark, Italy, etc., etc. So I'm quite happy with this project at the one hand. And of course, I'm also quite happy that I was able to meet Leanne, and that she was excited also to bring this exhibition to New Zealand for the first time. Because we have also to think about the period. It was 1 year ago that we started the collaboration with Leanne, with the museum. And it was in the middle of the pandemics. And it worked. It worked even in such a big distance. And that's great.
Carry Me, 100 Years of Handbags has just opened at Whirinaki in Upper Hutt. I was talking to Leanne Wickham and to Dr. Alex Susanna.